Well, after a run of more than 16 years, Jon Stewart is going to do his final Daily Show on Comedy Central tomorrow night. And there's been a lot of speculation about what he'll do next. After all, it was a year ago that his movie Rosewater came out, which was a movie that was based on an incident that had actually happened because of something on The Daily Show to a journalist in Iran. And that story became internationally known, and he decided to write a script about it and then directed the movie it was based on. Maybe he'll go on to do more movies. I doubt you'll see him doing any more TV anytime soon. But here's a guy who has some insight into it because he actually got to meet and interview Jon Stewart himself a few years ago when he made a documentary called The Muslims Are Coming. His name is Dean Obadallah, comedian and host on Sirius XM Radio. Dean, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing fine. What do you think Jon Stewart's legacy is as he leaves?
I think, honestly, it's about raising issues through comedy that made us laugh and made us smarter overall. And I think that he also often raised issues that mainstream media didn't want to talk about or wouldn't talk about because he was actually mocking mainstream media for such as over-sensationalizes stories, which we've seen the media do numerous times. All different networks have done it. To issues like in the Middle East, talking about Palestinian civilians who were killed, to issues about the first responders, which in 2010 he's really credited for getting the Republicans in the Senate to stop their filibuster and have the bill pass and provide the first responders who had gotten sick from providing help and care down at Ground Zero over the years, the help that they needed. And so I think Jon will be remembered really as taking political comedy to new levels, where it actually is tangible in that the impact it had.
You know, he would protest that vehemently, saying, look, I'm just trying to do a comedy show. All we had to do was try to come up with the funny. That's all we cared about.
That's what Jon says all the time. And when I interviewed him a few years ago for The Muslims Are Coming, he made that very point. He didn't make the point that, look, I'm just a comedian. He is just a comedian. He knows that. And he knows he's raising issues that are concerned to him. He just didn't believe his jokes had that much of an impact on issues. And the article I wrote for The Daily Beast that came out yesterday was that I disagree with Jon. Jon's wrong. I think he's right on most things, but I think his comedy did make a difference. It didn't just make us laugh. It had an impact in this world and made it the country better. And I'll say that even if you disagree with him, he did raise issues sometimes that even conservatives I probably would have liked, to be honest with you. And he challenged the media, he challenged mainstream media to talk about things they didn't want to talk about. And all in all, he made us laugh while doing it. You know, anyone could talk about the issues in a passionate way, and that's good and should be heralded. But to make you laugh while doing it is a whole different level.
One of the things that I admire him for the most is the fact that he has taken on the media, in particular, both Fox News Channel and CNN. You know, there are conservatives who think that Jon Stewart was the anti-Fox News Channel host, and that's all he wanted to do every day. But he was pretty brutal on CNN as well, wasn't he?
Oh, very much so. I mean, to the fact that even when I spoke to some CNN people I knew, I got a sense that they were going to cover Jon leaving, but I don't think they're unhappy that Jon is leaving. And I say that honestly because they, individual anchors, were abused by Jon on air, comedically, I mean. The president of CNN is often the butt of the jokes. You know, and I have to credit Bill O'Reilly. I have a new article for CNN out today about the debates. But I mentioned Donald Trump, the way he reacted to Jon Stewart leaving, and he lashed out at him. Well, Bill O'Reilly was a very frequent target of Jon Stewart. But Bill O'Reilly said, this man's a tremendous talent, and he should be praised, and he should be admired. And he's, you know, really went out of his way to say good things about Jon. And to me, that says a lot about Bill O'Reilly. And maybe tomorrow's finale, everyone's speculating who will be there. It's going to be a special, and we know a lot of people are going to be coming in. Maybe you'll even see Bill O'Reilly there. You know, that would be interesting. Maybe you'll see President Obama. I have no insight. I just know a friend of mine is a correspondent, and he's coming back to be on the show. He's in L.A. right now working on other projects. So I know you're going to have, like, the correspondents through the years, at least some of them there. But besides that, nobody really knows what's going on.
Well, Obama was just on the show last week, and every time Stewart and O'Reilly are together, I always think, this is such an odd couple.
Well, it's a great couple, though, from a TV point of view,
yeah.
Because there is a mutual respect there. You can sense it, and that's why they get along. I don't think Jon Stewart and Sean Hannity would have had the same chemistry. I think that I'm not sure how Jon views Hannity. I can tell through his comedy what he thinks of him, and being a progressive myself, I probably share feelings about Hannity. I think we view O'Reilly, in a way, as an entertainer who believes in a lot of the issues he talks about, but he's also an entertainer at the end of the day. And I think you can get along with that easier. I think Sean Hannity actually believes he's speaking for God at times, so it's a little more challenging at times with Hannity. But they were great, and if they could do a show, specials off and on here and there, that would get, I think, very big ratings on cable TV between conservatives and liberals tuning in.
What do you think happens to The Daily Show once Trevor Noah takes over in September?
I think it becomes a different show, and I interviewed Asif Manvi, who was a correspondent of The Daily Show, about that about a month ago on my radio show, and we're good friends. And all of us agree, I think it'll change the same way that Jon Stewart changed The Daily Show when he took over from Craig Kilborn and Craig Ferguson.
Kilborn.
When Craig Kilborn was there, people don't remember often. It was much more pop culture. It was more frat boy humor. You know, the former host was known for a smirk and a kind of a misogynistic frat boy type of way. Although he did have Stephen Colbert as one of his correspondents, as a host himself, the show was more pop culture. Jon Stewart changed the show, not just in theme, but him himself, his talent, his ability to improvise, make things funny, and his writing before the show and on air changed the show. I don't think it's fair to hold Trevor Noah to that standard, and Trevor Noah will pick the comedy voice that he wants to go in, and it might be less Fox News. I think he's even said that already. It might be less politics. It might be more global politics as well, Trevor coming from South Africa. So I think it'll change, and I hope people give Trevor Noah an opportunity to navigate and find his comedic voice, and that's the hardest thing, and it might take a year to find its footing, or even longer, to be honest, and we'll see what happens. I'm hopeful it'll be really still very funny and smart show, but it's going to be different, and some people are going to leave, and it might start skewing a little younger, because people think about The Daily Show being a very young audience. The median age is really 46 years old at this point, so it's gotten a little older, and I think Comedy Central wants to go a little younger, and you'll see it maybe go back down to like in the 30s.
Has he alluded to what he plans to do next?
I think me and John are going to hang out a lot. That's my goal. He doesn't know this yet. We're going to have me and John still. I'm going to just hang out
at
his farm in New Jersey that he's buying with his wife. And
right.
I'm a Jersey guy. Until they call the police, I'll be there every day outside waiting to talk to him. I think that John, he's already producing other things. He produces The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore, which is on 11:30 at Comedy Central. He's produced other projects. Perhaps he produces and directs films like he did with Rosewater. He said he might do stand-up comedy. He appeared at the Comedy Cellar downtown in New York City last week, in fact, doing a spot. I think maybe he'll just relax. I know, honestly, and people might not like to hear this, he really was been counting on the days to leave the show, according to my friends who work there. He's had enough after 16 years. He wants to spend time with his family and do other things from a creative point of view. So I think you might see him. I don't think he's going to disappear like, you know, David Letterman actually retired. I don't think John's retiring from the business. I think he's retiring from the show. I hope we see him do some stand-up. It would be great in person, live stand-up shows, and maybe some specials. Perhaps he gets bit by the bug in a year or two or a few years and goes back to doing some kind of maybe a weekly show. I don't see him ever doing a daily show again,
no,
from what I've heard from friends, but maybe a weekly type of show, like a John Oliver type of thing.
Yep.
Maybe that would be a good fit.
Well, I can tell you, as a person who got burned out by being a full-time host of a radio show every day for two long decades and then into a third decade, you know, that doing it part-time, that doing it once a week thing, it's working out for me, and I bet it would work out for him, too. Dean Obadalla has his own radio show on Sirius XM and was the co-director of the documentary The Muslims Are Coming, and does stand-up comedy around the country as well. Thanks for coming back on the show, Dean.
Thanks for having me on.